Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
All right, I'm very excited. I don't have a big trade to report, but I want to get to a caller, and I'm thankfully called back, and maybe somebody reached out to him. We're gonna put Louis and Dearborn to the front of the line because I want to understand what the issue is. Let me just set it up where we're at. Lions, unless the fax machines are late, shout out 2005, they didn't do anything today. And I want to know where that puts you because, to me, it's no different than what Scott Harris offered you this summer. Mm-hmm. It is an open, brazen refusal to put you in the best position to win it all. Now, it doesn't mean you can't win it all. I think fans conflate those things. Tomorrow, the sun's going to come up. We're going to move on, and it'll be all about, all right, beat the Commanders. And let's try not to have anybody else get hurt. But this is a football team that has the potential to win a Super Bowl. I think clearly they have some very concerning injuries. They have some weaknesses. And yes, I do allow the way Philadelphia does business to affect how I view this team. Why? They've been to 3 Super Bowls in recent history and won 2 of them, and we've never been to one. I look at the Rams. I look at the Niners. I look at the Bucks. These are the teams that are representing the NFC. They have a standard way of doing business. I wanted the Lions to do something today, and they didn't. Okay, well, I don't have to like that. That doesn't mean I'm writing them off, but I want to know where you guys are at with it. So I view it as it's the very same poo-poo platter that Scott Harris served us this summer. And I would love to know your thoughts. Now, I want to get to caller Louie right now. Mm-hmm. So basically, he had called up earlier, and from what Kenny told me, the accusation is that we, or maybe me alone, I don't know, poisons the fan base because we're negative. I don't know how me picking them to win the Super Bowl last year or saying they're going to win 11 games this year is negative. But with that, do you want to just go to Louis?
Let's go to Louis.
Okay, let's do that. And then I know we've got other. Let's do this. To the front of the line, Louis in Dearborn. He's next on the ticket. Hello, Louis.
Hello. Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Good, hey, Louis. Thank you for calling back in. We really wanted to talk
to you. No problem. But yeah, my buddy told me you guys got it back. You guys brought me up again. So I wanted to call back.
Yeah, because you had hung up when we were going to get to you in the next few minutes. And I had said,
We had to do something at work.
It's all good.
All
here now. You're here now.
I just want to hear your side of this because I'm kind of like confused.
Okay, and he brought up the Shedeur Sanders thing. That was like a joke we made like a week ago. Like, oh, seventh round pick for Shedeur Sanders, like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know?
Here. No.
All right, okay.
Sorry, Louie.
And I'm not saying your guys are poisoning, like, the water supply here, like, just absolutely trashing it. But I think every now and then you definitely give out a couple bad apples, for sure.
Okay.
Like, with this whole trade deadline, we're talking about getting rid of picks that can help us in the future for a player that, if he doesn't do good, we completely lose those picks. Especially for someone like Trey Henderson. We get rid of, like, he's injured right now, supposedly. That's what
I didn't bring him up, Louie. I didn't bring him up about today. In fact, the player we targeted Friday with TJ in studio with us was Jalen Phillips. And guess who got him? The Eagles.
And it cost him a third round pick.
I can't make a demand in season. The Lions go, right, you know, flippity dippity on first round picks. But Louie,
it's a third round pick that you don't have because you traded it away for Isaac Tesla.
Yeah.
Look, Louie, I guess the point is this, right? Level with me. Like, if I'm sitting here going, hey, I think they're a good team, but they have work to do. I want to get better. I want to be in the best position to win a Super Bowl. I don't think that's poisoning the fans, or I don't think that's negativity. What I don't like is seemingly, and Louie, tell me if you disagree, these guys are kind of in love with their own players. And they have this next man up mentality. I don't think that puts you in the best position to win.
And I see where you're coming from. It's just, I guess I feel like they're thinking, and I guess I agree with you. Sometimes I feel like extra help on the line would really have helped, just some depth there.
Yeah, like example, stay with me, Louie. Don't go nowhere. Rico, what was the trade the Chargers just made with the Saints? This is right to what Louie's saying.
Offensive lineman Trevor Penning.
Yeah, he's a guard, tackle, swing, depth player. Now for the Chargers, Louie, the Chargers are one step from calling you to play tackle.
Yeah, he's tackle.
They just lost Joe Hall.
But my point is they're answering the bell and they've made an acquisition. And again, it's not going to light the boards on fire. But sit here and do nothing, Louie, it's just, I don't understand it. I really don't.
I guess I just feel like they're thinking long term. They're like, we have these picks. But even then, I guess you guys might have flipped me here.
No, it's okay, Louie.
Here's the thing. There's no such thing as long term in the worlds of professional sports. It's not. It's you win, you rebuild, you win again, you rebuild.
It was just like you guys were talking about the Rams earlier with what they did. They went all out, won the Super Bowl, and then they had to rebuild.
But guess what? They've been making the playoffs in that rebuild, and now, I mean, Louie.
Now, if you're good, you're like the Chiefs. That Chiefs roster has been rebuilt like every Super Bowl.
Every season.
It's a new team.
But and again, the Chiefs have a cheat code that they have Mahomes, let's be fair. No, I'm not going to throw that in Louie's face. But like, no,
Eagles.
Okay, you win. But like, Louie, that's the whole thing is, I'm not comfortable because we're wasting the prime of a lot of these players where if they went out, like, think about this, Louie. If you were driving around today and word had broken that they had gone out and acquired an edge rusher, okay, no first round picks or anything, but they had added another, you know, another guy in the D-line and they grabbed a guard. Would you have been upset by that?
No, not
okay, at all. So the flip side is I have a right to be upset when they don't do it. Like, Louie, I want to win. I want to be at a parade.
I do too.
I'm exhausted. Too, you know what I'm saying, Louie. I just, like, to me, they're just a little bit, they get high on their own supply. And I don't vibe with
that. Right. You know, the whole next man up, we got this. It can be a little disastrous. Like, the other 2 weeks ago, I can't remember the exact play. But it was just like, it was some guy I'd never even heard of.
Well, right. And again,
even on the practice, the rest of the squad, it was
right
just
for a week. It worked. And look, I think they do a really nice job. And Louie, I am glad you called. You call anytime, Lou. I felt bad we couldn't get to you earlier.
And if Louie can change and you can change
and we can change,
we can all change.
But the point is, like, we're sitting here right now and this is the roster. Mm-hmm. There's no one coming to save us. Now, you could say Davenport and Pascal will be their trade acquisitions. The fear I have is, first of all, putting any faith in Marcus Davenport caping up for you is, forget it. Pascal, let me remind you, It started out, he'd be back for the opener. Mm-hmm. Then it moved to, he'll be back by game four. Now it sounds like he won't be back till December. Mm-hmm. That's a concern. The other thing is, Mahogany, when you talk about 300-pound man, broken bone in leg, I'm sorry.
I don't see him back this year.
Well, maybe it's late December. Okay. We have Kirby Joseph with...
That is some wishful thinking right there, my friend.
So my whole issue, and I know people are going to go, oh, come on, man, you're doing hindsight theater. No, I'm telling you, I got this wrong. Enrico got it right. Welcome to rarity today when people admit they're wrong. I got this wrong. I thought I had an idea what they were doing with Tesla. I got it wrong. The idea that you took 3 third-round picks to take a receiver who does not play. That third round pick alone could have been a player helping you right now. Also, the third round picks that you gave up could have netted you Jalen Phillips, and you could have gotten a third round pick back
or,
when Phillips leaves, compensatory style. Like, these decisions do matter.
Or those third round picks could be depth, you know, right now. Like, you had 2 third-round picks, you traded 2 of them up to go get Tesla. That could be 2 bodies right now that could fill in that
you would have. You traded Hockenson. Here's what you got for him. You got Broderick Martin and Hendon Hooker. It adds up. This is where the depth stuff. So as good of a drafter as he is, he's not infallible here.
And the thing about Tesla, and people got angry. I'm like, you probably could have just got him at your regular spot.
I can't do that. Rico, I can't because team value boards ain't got nothing to do with Dracula's hairspray, a.k.a. Mel Kiper.
No, that's I'm not talking about Mel Kiper. I'm just like, I don't, was there like that big of a rush to, we got to jump up 10 spots to get him?
I wouldn't be able to.
Okay, but here's the thing.
But why did we resign Jamo if we were going to do that?
If you didn't get him and you got somebody else, it's still pretty much the same thing, minus one catching Green Bay.
No, and I just, you know what it is too? I want to be fair. I don't want accusations of being poisonous. The Red Wings at the trade deadlines, the Tigers at the trade deadlines, and the Lions at the trade deadlines. I'm tired. Man. I'm tired of the same movie.
He's going to get a standing ovation when he walks into the Coney Island on Monday.
No, I'm being serious with you.
I'm being serious,
too. And I can't put it on Trajan Langdon yet unless he does nothing at this deadline. But the idea, like, Yzerman has served us stale milk. Scott Harris's trade deadlines have largely been disastrous. And then Brad's, Donovan Peoples-Jones, bum. The Hockenson trade, disaster. And Zadarius was meh. This year, what would you grade this trade deadline? Incomplete or an F? It's your choice. There's no other grade.
Right.
You want an incomplete for doing nothing, you can do it. But I would just say it's an F. You're a Super Bowl contender. You didn't do anything and you have clear needs.
Well, that's just it. The fact that the Chargers, the last, like, now I don't know what they gave up to get Penning, but that would be a position of need. Upgrading your offensive lineman with a versatile offensive lineman.
Well, the other problem is, too, the reason I think depth, and I know Jansen agrees with this, the depth matters because I am very concerned about Taylor Decker long term, i.e., the next 9 games. But also, the backup to Decker can't play. Manu cannot play. He's not ready. Also, why I didn't want to draft someone from DeVry University of Vancouver or wherever they found this guy.
Fair.
You can't. And I know what you're going to tell me. You can find players from anywhere, and you're right. But when you draft guys out of these tiny, far-flung places and they've never played big-time football, I'm not in the business of teaching you how to play. Versus I take a kid from Georgia, at least I know they went to war against quality every week. So they've just gotten cute with some of these picks, taking a backup quarterback in the third round, you know, taking a guy in Broderick Martin that no one had ever heard of, Manu, taking Tesla with all that capital. We're paying for some of those decisions because those are all depth pieces that if one or two of those guys works out, you have it. Look, 2 years ago, I remember the lead up to the draft. And it's on hindsight if I said it at the time. I was saying, look, I think you may lose Ragnow sooner than later. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't know. Okay, fine. You're right. Yeah, horse's
He's
ass.
He's tough. He'll make it
The point is, they didn't do what the Eagles did. Mm-hmm. The Eagles future-proofed for Jason Kelsey by drafting Cam Jurgens. Mm-hmm. What did you do? You did nothing. And then it
kinda
was
left holding a bag.
Then it was too late. Yeah. And I know I'm not going to be able to trade for a Pro Bowl center. I'm not being unfair. I think it's okay to have these conversations. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope they go on and win the Super Bowl.
But see, and that's where I go with the whole don't trade away all your picks, because that's where you can get that replacement guy in the third round.
I know. Hey, maybe Tesla in the second half turns into a star. I don't know. Buddy, I don't know. You're right until you're wrong. I don't know. I give it up.
I don't want to be right about this, just so people know.
All right, we're going to get right to the people. Deadline day was dead. Lions didn't do anything. Want your feedback on it. Again, for the 5 o'clock audience, just because I'm disappointed they didn't do anything. I'm not writing the season off. It's not like I don't think they can win the whole damn thing, but they got a lot of work to do. I do want to just offer a news bit.
Yes.
From the Let Me Show You My Surprise Face. I hope you're ready to delight in another year of Jack Flaherty. He didn't opt out of his $20 million vested option.
He's still a Tiger?
Unfortunately.
Yes!
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Where was he going to go?
Don't worry. Free agency starts Thursday. We'll get into the Tigers as it goes on. And yeah, the Scoobal thing's going to hang over your head until you trade him.
He probably got a call from Alex Cobb. No. They'll pay you. Trust me.
It was his option.
I know, but it's just.
I never would have given him a second year. That's the problem.
Right.
All right.
They just throw their money away.
Okay. Let's get to the people. Jeff has been very patient. He's up next, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, pal? How you doing?
Hey, Mike. That's about my third or fourth time I've ever called your show. I'm a little upset with Brad Holmes.
Okay.
And the reason is, I'm 69 years old. All right. I was 1 year old in a playpen when the Lions won their last championship game. I don't know how many years I got left, but the clock is ticking for me. And the fact that Brad Holmes sat on his freaking hands and didn't do anything to improve our chances of getting to the Super Bowl. I don't even care if we win the Super Bowl. I just want to get to the freaking thing. To say, before I die, we made it to the Super Bowl. Winning it would be the icing on the cake, but just getting there is what I want. And Brad Holmes obviously doesn't give a crap about anybody, no matter how old they are. As long as they're packing the frickin' stadium right now, they don't give a damn. This team is good, but they're not going to be good enough to make it all the way. I look at them at 10-7 right now. They're going to win five of their next nine games. They're going to go 5-4. 10-7 is the best they'll do. That might get them a playoff spot, but they will be on the road where they play. And it's sad for me because like I said, my days are numbered. A lot of people that are in the 30s and 40s have no idea what somebody like me has gone through for 68, 69 years, okay? Waiting to see a Super Bowl championship or getting there, and yet it still hasn't happened. And right now, I don't think it's going to happen again this year. Not after what Brad Holmes did, nothing again. Just like the Tigers general manager does nothing. It's just, as long as the fans are coming out, they don't give a damn.
No, I mean, Jeff, listen, first of all, if this call is indicative of anything, you're living till 118.
Yes.
You got plenty of time. Don't you dare. Jeff, you're going to see a Super Bowl. You just.
Maybe multiple.
Eat your grape nuts in the morning. You're going to be okay. Now, listen to me. They can still win the Super Bowl. I will not write them off. That's not what today's show is about. I won't do it.
No, but today's show is you could have put yourself ahead of the line.
You could have put yourself in a
better position that you become the team that everybody chases, yes, rather than you're right there in the middle of the pack with all the other playoff teams.
I think the thing we're all bent out of shape about is the player that me, you, and TJ loved Friday, the Eagles got him, and they got him for free. Make no bones about it. The Dolphins paid the freight. You're going to get a comp pick back. Like, they got him for free. Right.
If it doesn't work out and you let him go, okay, give me that
pick. But it does bum me out they didn't reach out to add a depth lineman. Not telling you it's the easiest thing in the world. I'm not telling you everybody fits your system. But
no,
the idea.
But it's what the Chargers just did. Now, the Chargers are a little more desperate.
Yeah, they called Bobby Hart off the couch. He was hanging out with Kenny. 2 days later, he started at right tackle for them.
But, yeah, picking up a making a trade for a pick from 2 years from now,
yeah,
who probably won't be on the team, a six-rounder?
You know, here's the thing. At a certain point, it's I got to stop expecting him to do anything. We talked all offseason we wanted him to do something, right? Make a bold swing. Did they do it? Hell no, they didn't. And then we got here. I didn't even ask for a big swing. I just said, look, you got some clear needs. Might not be a bad idea to kind of add to the war chest. Didn't do anything. They love their own people, and they're going to go down with the ship. They're just going to do it their way. I think it's the same as Scott Harris.
No.
And the Scott Harris thing, look, it's the same principle. It's bad messaging. And I know Wojo gets all angry about optics messaging, but like Wojo lives from like 30 years ago. It matters more now than ever because fans have more access to their teams and the messaging that is provided by them. When you do nothing at the trade deadlines and you don't go out and have good off seasons, and when you don't put your best foot forward, you are telling your fans without telling them you're not in it to win it, but we'll gladly take your money. And look, that's not meant to be insulting. It's the message you're sending, whether you want to send it or not. It's like if you send a bad signal in a relationship, it doesn't matter if you meant to do it. You did it. The result's the result. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the problem. And you're hearing it with the customer base today. And it got nothing to do with me. I'm the one talking people off the ledge saying they can still win the Super Bowl.
But I think a lot of the customer base is, they're kind of like you. Because each season, trade deadline, we wait and we wait. 4 o'clock rolls around or 5 o'clock rolls around and nothing happens.
Correct.
And then it's like, well, is anybody, any of these GMs going to do anything? You want to poke them with a stick? Like, hey, you awake?
All our GMs basically have the energy and body language of former Piston Greg Monroe.
Yes.
You had to put a mirror under their nose to see if they were breathing.
But that, I think the frustration comes with that.
David liked that one.
Yeah. But it's year after year. We're not seeing anything. So it's like, will somebody just step up to the plate and make a bold move? And it's not because, we just want that move. Who cares? If it doesn't work, you're trying. You're being aggressive. What Roseman is doing with the Eagles, no guarantee it works.
No, but guess what? He'll be able to talk to that fan base. And by the way, here's the difference. See, this is where I do blame ownership. Jeffrey Lurie, he ain't effing around. Win the Super Bowl or die trying. He has someone to answer to. Do I believe we have an owner in town that approaches it that way? Absolutely not. That doesn't mean you're bad or a villain. It just means I don't think you carry yourself in that manner. I don't.
Yeah, somebody actually sent in a text similar to that about 40 minutes ago. It says, we praise Sheila for the last couple of years for getting the Lions back on the map. Where is she after today's trade deadline? Is home safety net that good?
Yes, because they're winning, because there's a waiting line for tickets, because they can juice the pricing and it makes Uber blush and fans still show. Now that's going to run out. Fans are eventually going to turn because when you win, but you don't win enough, people get angry. Look, maybe this all solves itself. But for here today, we're talking through it. I'm bummed they didn't do anything. And I had lowered my expectations. That's personal growth. There was none of this today. None of it.
Because I don't think that, I think that was reserved if Hendrickson had gone somewhere or Crosby had gone somewhere.
Yeah, the Bears had traded for Trey Hendrickson or something.
You would have been doing that.
Oh, I died.
Sauce Gardner doesn't draw that type of an interest.
No, because he went to the AFC.
Right.
I only concern myself generally with what I have to face to get to a Super Bowl.
Of all of a sudden, wait, somehow the Packers made a move and they got Trey Hendrickson.
Oh, dear God. Yeah, no, please don't do that.
All right.
Don't put that in the universe.
Teardrop.
We'll get more of the people. 248-539-9797. David, can I get one more call? Can I do that? Can we go to Alex? He's been very patient. Alex, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, Rico, how you guys doing? Can you guys hear me all right?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear, buddy. Alex.
What's up?
Well, first of all, thank you guys so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. When earlier you guys were talking about a lot of teams make a big trade before they go, say, make their big next step. Is that correct?
Yes.
When we went to the NFC Championship game, would you not say that C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Emmanuel Mosley, and Cameron Sutton at the time, at the trade deadline, were pretty big moves, to be honest with you? And then on top of that, there's one more thing I wanted to say. I think the problem begins and ends with our interior of our offensive line.
I agree.
If you take away, I mean, I know it's probably unfair to do this, but if you take away your the 7 to 8 yard touchdown run that he had against Tampa, Jameer, he's had 42 rushes for 148 yards, and Montgomery has rushed the ball for 28 yards and, sorry, 28 times for 81 yards in the last three games.
Yeah, no, it's been
bad,
Alex.
That's about 3 yards to carry.
No, it hasn't been good. And then you start to talk about the protection stuff where Goff is on pace to be sacked more this year than at any point in his Lions career. No, Alex, it's a problem. And with Mahogany now down, what's up?
Was CJ Gardner-Johnson?
No, that wasn't a trade deadline thing.
Yeah, because I remember the ski mask at the beginning of the season.
But
yeah.
No, I get Alex's point is that they had brought a few guys in. This year, it was just DJ Reed for Carlton Davis, swap. Even if you got better marginally in the aggregate, fine. They did nothing else. And then you go to the deadline and you do nothing. And look, injuries have happened. I'm with Alex. Like, we can identify one of the problems. You have a problem right now that your offensive coordinator transition has not worked, not to the level it should. Now, if you want to say, but points per game, okay, cool. I'll argue Bears, Bengals, not interested. Okay? They're the town whore. Everybody scores. So I'm not interested. Oh, Kenny got laid last night. Congrats. Where was he? Oh, he went to the brothel. You don't get points for that.
Gotcha.
The whole idea is the interior of this O-line is a problem. And Mahogany's going to be gone in eternity. Their hope is late December. Mm-hmm. But they do that with all their players. They don't rule anybody out for the year.
No, just in case they're ready for the Super Bowl.
They could have a guy, like,
bruh,
get launched out of a roller coaster and be missing.
We saw,
and they'd be like, hey, listen, couple of weeks.
Come on. We saw Aiden break his leg, and he could be back for the Super Bowl.
Right.
Well, a doctor said, who? Mayor Man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I've been his father. I don't know.
Okay.
We're going to recap all the moves the Lions made yesterday at the trade deadline. Okay, we did that. Now we're going to react to it, John. What did you make of it?
I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated. But I'll get to my frustrations in a moment. I'm disappointed that they didn't do anything to help this offensive line. It's an offensive line that is one that we're not accustomed to, one that struggles. And the frustration goes back to the offseason. Free agency, you didn't do anything to help this offensive line, knowing that you are losing Zeitler. They didn't re-sign him. They let him go down to Tennessee. He wanted to go to Tennessee. Maybe they wanted to re-sign him, but it didn't happen. You don't have an answer for this offensive line. And then you go to the draft and you get Tate Ratledge. Right, that's great. Love it. I think he's going to be a really good player for this offensive line. But when Frank retires, you don't have to wait to the trade deadline to make a trade. You can explore those options even before the season starts, which is probably the better time because, as we know, historically, offensive linemen are not traded at the trade deadline, and it's really hard to get them up to speed for the full breadth of the offense and the terminology, the calls, everything that goes into playing offensive line to then say at the trade deadline, okay, well, we're going to insert this guy, and we expect you to now be a top three offensive line. I'm frustrated because they didn't address the offensive line from free agency, draft, post-free agency, all the way up to training camp, and now we're left with a banged-up, insufficient offensive line.
Insufficient's a great word because the goal is to win a Super Bowl. You're going to have to win four playoff games. You're going to have to face fronts like Philly and Los Angeles and Green Bay. And Brad Holmes let this team down yesterday. I'm frustrated because I feel like he let this team down. They're going to have to go into battle wounded. And I'm not canceling the season today. John, they're going to show up on Sunday and they're going to play Washington. And they're going to play Philly on the road. And they're going to give this their best shot. The team will fight like hell. I just hate that they didn't get enough support from the executive at the trade deadline. There was an offensive lineman traded for Lint. A sixth-round pick in 2027 is what it took to get a starting guard from the New Orleans Saints. And if you don't think he's an all-pro, fine. But he's at least a body who plays with a mean streak, a former first-round pick that has a little versatility, more of a natural guard. There was a move made on the offensive line. And if you don't like him, okay, it's hard to get offensive linemen. It's also hard to win the Super Bowl. You're supposed to be the general manager who is great and gets creative and swings a deal. That's what he did last year. He filled their need at edge, giving up a day three pick for Za'Darius. He failed to do that this year on the offensive line. It's a harder job, but if he's the guy we think he is, you got to do the hard things necessary to win a Super Bowl.
So Penning that went to the Chargers. I don't know that he is better than Awosika. He may be very similar. What did Dan say? Well, we're not going to trade for guys if they're not as good or better than what we have. The issue I will say is, he's probably better than the next backup.
Right.
So you could add depth. And what happens if Taylor Decker goes down? If Penning is in there, or if even if he's that swing guy that you've got, you know, the sixth or the seventh guy that's up on game day,
yep,
and all of a sudden he goes down, you could put him in. I don't know that he's an upgrade over Skipper.
I just bring the point
again,
because people
I go
say
to,
you can't trade for offensive linemen. Someone
right, so
literally
there was
did.
One dealt, and would you have been happy with that trade here simply for them to make a trade? Because I don't know that he's better than Awosika, and I don't think at tackle that he is as good as what Skipper is.
Yeah, I just think it gives you some depth because you know it's a war of attrition and you're already
right.
taking on water. And John, I think you're right that this frustration really goes back further than yesterday. When I started doing mornings with you, the first draft we had together was the 2024 draft. And I remember we spent a lot of time breaking down guards and centers to plan ahead. And when they took Tyrion Arnold, okay, cool.
Yeah, because they need a corner.
Yeah, we need a corner fight. Second round, maybe that's when we get to the trenches. No, they double down on corner. And they got Mahogany late, so it's not like the draft was a total disaster. But they need multiple bodies. And from last draft, this draft, free agency, they are beat up. They don't have enough. It's the lifeblood of this football team, and it needed to be replenished. And I hope they're blaring this stuff as receipts at the Super Bowl parade. But, John, this makes it incredibly difficult. It's not over, but they made it harder on themselves by sitting on their hands.
Right. And, I mean, Awosika went in the NFC Championship game. Played really well. Played well enough to win.
Do you think you could have done it for four straight playoff games and band-aided the offensive line? That's the challenge in front of them now.
So, but my point is, Awosika going in there with Decker in there, Graham playing at center and Ratledge at guard, obviously Sewell at tackle. Like, is that an offensive line that can get you to a Super Bowl? I would say yes, but it is going to be an absolute grind. Hold your breath throughout the rest of the regular season and postseason.
So how do you feel about Brad Holmes? How do you feel about the Lions' chances? Where we go from here? 248-539-9797.
And honestly, the way I'm going to be watching the games is I'll be watching the production of the offensive line, the techniques, and what they're doing. But after every play, I want to make sure every single one of those guys gets up off the ground. Yeah. As soon as some guy, as soon as one of the offensive linemen is on the ground and has to limp off, now it's, oh, okay, well, let's see what happens now.
And you've made this point. I think it's a good one. The Lions specifically cannot absorb another offensive line injury because their quarterback doesn't extend plays the way other quarterbacks do.
No, and I've used this example before where I have no idea why Kansas City refuses to give Patrick Mahomes a decent offensive line because it seems like he's always running for his life and they got guys that are jumping off sides and they can't make blocks. But they've been able to win a Super Bowl that way, multiple Super Bowls, because Patrick Mahomes is mobile, because he can make plays off schedule. That's not Jared Goff. I do believe you can win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff, but he needs to be well protected. He can't go come out of a season being the most sacked he's ever been in his career, and you think that that's a recipe for success. What happens when quarterbacks get hit? Every single one hurts a little bit more. And then you get to week 14 or 15, and God forbid, he takes another hit, and then he's the one that doesn't get up. What happens at that point?
Right. Yeah.
Game, set, match.
It's over at that point. You're done.
And so that's the fire that they're playing with.
Yeah, there's no margin for error now. And those offensive line issues multiply. Like one turns into two, turns into four, turns right. into, like, because there's nothing to stop the dam. I mean, that is the wall that stops right. the pass rush.
And I do understand that, okay, there were 3 weeks where there were no sacks given up. Offensive line was playing good. And one of those was a quality defensive front in Cleveland.
Yeah.
But the last 3 weeks, it's been pressure on Goff, it's been sacks, and it's been a lack of a productive rushing attack. And now you put the injury that happened on Sunday with Mahogany, you put the performance and the loss, and now the trade deadline follows and you don't do anything. So I think there's a lot of frustration built up from the loss. That is also being transferred to doing nothing at the trade deadline. So I understand people's frustration, but I also want to say I still think that this team can win a Super Bowl. It's just going to be an absolute grind.
They made it harder on themselves. It does feel like they lost twice. It was only one loss to Minnesota, but you throw the deadline and then it feels like you lost twice. John, I think this team has a lot of personal pride. I wouldn't be surprised if they come out and it's a much more buttoned up operation on the road against the Commanders this week. My issue is the inconsistency. Can you sustain high level offensive line play down the regular season stretch, but more importantly, week over week over week without having your quarterback get caved in?
And as a player, especially as an offensive lineman, when you go out there and you put that performance, because it's not, you know, okay, Penei Sewell played fine. It's the group. And you're taking shots as a group. Everywhere across the NFL, they're talking about the questions of can they pick up a crossdog? Can they block one-on-one? Can they win battles? Can they run the ball? Like, you want to be able to get out there and answer those questions. They'll get a chance to do that somewhat against Washington on Sunday. But we will know answers 2 weeks from now.
Sunday Night Football Philadelphia.
Sunday Night Football Philadelphia.
In Philly.
And so I love the fact that they're going to have a chance to answer these. We don't have to wait to the playoffs to see a playoff matchup. We're going to get a chance to see that in less than 10 days.
It's funny you should mention Philly. We're going to play the Howie Roseman audio that's going to get people's blood boiling later in the hour, because that is the comparison, right? They are the reigning champs. Mm-hmm. They have acted in a way where they are aggressive in pursuit of Super Bowls, plural. Howie Roseman has done the job. He's built a Super Bowl winner with one quarterback. Built a Super Bowl winner with a different quarterback. He's been to three Super Bowls. Well, you'd think this aggressiveness is going to bite him and they're not going to, well, they're one and done. No, they're right back in it again this year. And once again, putting a foot on the pedal, pedal to the metal. They're going for it. And you can't help but feel inadequate when you look at your guy not doing the same thing. Like, our guy has built his team into an NFC contender and a Super Bowl contender, and they themselves have said that is the goal. Action's got to back it up. You know, the Rams F them picks, won a Super Bowl, they're right back at it. Eagles do this stuff, and they're right back at it. So why can't we do the same here? I think that's part of where the frustration comes from. We'll knock out your phone calls next. We'll play a little Howie Roseman. It's 97.1. You guys have been great today. There's a lot of passion, a lot of people fired up about it. People that want to defend what they did, people who are frustrated at the deadline. We'll get to the phones, 248-539-9797. Just for the sake of conversation, Howie Roseman spoke yesterday, Eagles general manager. And for everybody who says, well, Brad's done a great job, they're right. But someone's done a better job. His name's Howie Roseman. Not going to be afraid to fail. No regrets. He's won two Super Bowls. That's what a guy who's won Super Bowls sounds like and acts like.
Okay. A little context in that as well. What were the additions that they made? They're on the defensive side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they ranked right now defensively?
You tell me.
Well, they're right around 18, 19
okay.
in regards to points, rushing, passing, total yards, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So is he making trades right now? Okay, Super Bowls are a part of his resume, so you can't argue that. But for right now, is he making trades because of some of the deficiencies he's had in the draft?
Yeah, I would say so. Look, I mean,
so he's really good at making trades and adding things to the roster, and he's obviously built Super Bowl rosters. But I would argue that, just like I said, there are things that each GM, each coach, each player, things they excel at, things that they could get better at. He could get better at the draft. He's really good at making trades. Brad Holmes is really good at the draft, certainly needs to be a little bit better at making trades.
Right, but I also don't want to characterize Howie Roseman as a bad drafter. He's also a very, very good drafter.
Well, and he's moved around a lot, too.
One of the things that I think he has done a really good job of is building draft capital. Like, I think it was going into yesterday, he had 3 third-round picks that he could use as collateral to send to other teams, whereas Brad is the guy on draft day that's where he's aggressive at making trades. He always moves around the draft and goes and gets the guys that he thinks are going to be good for this team.
Yeah, I just would point out, like, the football team he built is still largely through the draft. And it's the combo of all of the tools in your tool belt that you have to use to win a Super Bowl, which he's successfully done.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I'm not sitting here saying Brad Holmes is greater than right. Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman has 2 Super Bowls under his belt, and he's going after it. But the reason he is making these trades right now is because his defense is underperforming.
Yeah, their secondary is really hurt them this year.
Yeah.
I don't think DeJean and Mitchell have grown as players as they probably speculated. I will just say this. Look, he isn't afraid to make things uncomfortable on his roster. He's building the best roster he can. So he is not afraid to go draft Jalen Carter. The coach supports it. And another one they did that he gets very little credit for, Carson Wentz was the future, but he drafted Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that same draft, he gets killed. He screwed up. He took Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson. Like, he's got his misses.
Sure.
The same draft, though, it sure helps when you get Jalen Hurts in the second or you get Jordan Mailata in the seventh. Like, he's done a tremendous job drafting. I almost don't even want to, like, you could argue 1A, 1B with him drafting with Brad Holmes. And then the difference is, I'll give up a first to go get A.J. Brown. Would Brad Holmes give up a first-round pick?
No, I don't think there's anybody that would say
that.
His
skin would melt before he would do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll move in the draft to get guys who he believes are foundational pieces, and he's done right. well with that. But in terms of letting Brad cook, it was a pot of water sitting over the stove, and it boiled and evaporated yesterday. There was no aggression. There was a fear of failure. What if I give up too much?
But
what if I
don't? It could also be the fact that the guys that they were calling on, that they would have been able to get, maybe they weren't as good as it was Sika or Skipper.
So you think they only targeted guys?
Oh, no. I think I'm saying the guys that were available. Okay. I don't know that Betonio was available. I don't know that other guys
Zeitler
that they would have.
Zeitler or Wyatt Teller or. Yeah.
And Zeitler might have been available, but we heard from Dan yesterday. We don't want to mess with Tate Ratledge and moving him to center or moving him to the other side.
I'm not going to speak out of turn here because I don't study offensive line tape the way that you or TJ Lang would. TJ brought up the guard Simpson for the Jets.
Right.
And we knew everybody was available on the Jets yesterday.
Yes.
So my point is, like, the idea of, well, Brad couldn't make any moves. Well, how do you know? How do you know that there weren't moves to make that he just didn't pull
right.
the trigger
yeah.
on?
You don't know. And the converse is true.
Yeah. But all that really matters is, did you deliver or not?
Right. And he didn't.
Did you let your team down by leaving this offensive line to languish? The answer is yes. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Troy or Mike and Troy. You're on 97.1.
Hey guys, good morning. I agree with Tom this morning. I had to go to an emergency meeting that Brad Holmes gets a pass. So does Steve Yzerman. And even though Scott Harris has been a couple of years, people want to rip on him. But, John, I was at the game on Sunday, and you can say this if you do or not. Eric Decker should not have been playing. I watched Penny Sewell limp off the field hundreds of times. He was limping. He stayed in the game. But if they don't get that offensive line corrected soon, Goff is going to get killed. I mean, his last three games, he's gotten hit harder in the last 5 years. The rookies are the rookies, but Glasgow's got to play better, and Decker shouldn't even be in the lineup. This is a disaster waiting to happen. I said that this year when they lost Frank Ragnow and Kevin Zeitler. Everybody's like, yeah, it's no big deal, but we lost Frank. But this is a disaster, guys, and it's going to happen real soon if they don't get it corrected.
Well, I agree. I mean, if Goff keeps getting hit, at some point, he's going to be the one that gets up limping. And trust me, you don't want to make him less mobile.
And I don't think he gets enough credit for being a tough quarterback because, he's a California guy or whatever. He's kind of a demeanor that doesn't give off toughness.
Oh, I think he's as tough as anybody else on the team.
Oh, he's incredibly tough. He takes a ton of hits. You're right. He doesn't avoid a ton of hits. So when he does get hit, he gets right back up. He hasn't missed any significant time, knock on wood, since he's been here in Detroit.
Year.
Yeah.
His first year he missed a
little bit.
Games.
A little bit. But he is a tough quarterback. What I don't want to do is put that to the limit and put it to test it to its limits.
Right.
Let's get to Steve in Rochester Hills. Steve, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know, with what you were saying, John, everything is a no until you ask, right? And I don't trust that Brad Holmes is asking other teams this guy become available because he's not willing to give up, like you guys even said, a first-round pick. It's two first-rounders if it's going to give you the right guy. And our bread and butter for the last 3 years has been our offense. And right now we don't even have an offensive line that's going to carry this team where in the last 2 years it has. And I agree with you, John. If you're counting on the trade, the trading market to be where you're going to find the guys to fill these gaps, especially offensive line, you're not going to. And so what happens is they knew this. They knew how Decker was. They had to have an inkling what was going on with Ragnow. And now you got, even the last couple of years, Glasnow's not been that great. And then you move him over to center from guard. And I'm sorry, guys, if we get a good right guard, you move Ratledge over and at least you got a good right guard now and the other guy can learn. But he was counting on, Holmes was counting on that the rookie was going to be, awesome. And he's played well, but not awesome. And then he was hoping that the second year guy was gonna turn it on. And now he's hurt. And guys, we're hoping for a change, but we haven't changed anything. So for me right now, I'm like at a seven in disgust. And I'll tell you, Brad Holmes, he doesn't deserve a pass. No one deserves a pass. Because he's had opportunity, and this isn't his first year. And right now, I'm just really they're taking opportunities that don't come along very often, especially for the Lions, what, every 30 years, and they're throwing them out, and they're not giving the team everything it needs, and they're hoping and praying that all these other guys are going to bring it up a notch. Well, guess what? The guys, everyone on the team has brought up a notch. You need to bring new guys in that are going to bring the rest of everything else up to that next level.
Yeah,
and
Steve,
I give the Philadelphia GM.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Right. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's you're sending in your troops shorthanded into battle, and maybe they're going to fight, and I know they're going to fight, and maybe they're going to be victorious. But you've let them down by sending them into battle shorthanded now.
Right. And I think some of the numbers offensively are a little bit misleading. Number two in scoring. Well, when you play the Bears and you put up 52, you play the Bengals and you put up 37, and it might even throw the Ravens defense in there at 38 because of the way that they have played this year. Like, it throws off the numbers. And they're top 10 offense in rushing, top 10 offense in passing, total yards, number two in scoring. But when you're looking at those teams, like it's a little bit of a padded stat that it's not telling the real story.
Well, and beyond that, I think you can dig a little deeper and find some troubling stats. So they're 15th in the NFL in yards per carry, average run game. Well, that's not a good recipe for the way this team wants to win. It's put them in a lot of third and longs. Well, where are they on third down? Near the bottom of the league at 25th. Okay. How about your quarterback? On pace to be sacked more this year than any year of his career. Like, those are the things that are going to be indicators of future problems. I mean, they're already problems, but it's going to make those stats that you referenced of, hey, top five here, top 10 here, hard to sustain those when you're losing up front. 248-539-9797. And I do want to stress to people, the season's not over. We're not saying the season should be canceled. We're disappointed, frustrated. Those are some of the words we've used today. This football team is going to get back on the horse, and they're going to play more football games. And they're going to have to fight, and they're going to have to scrap, and they're going to have to claw, and it's going to play into the grit stereotype, but it's going to be a hell of a lot harder to win with the way they're constructed and the way they're playing up front. It's 97.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No one.
Underrated the worst thing in the NFL.
Cheeseheads?
Yep. You ever have to sit behind one of those chodes?
Yeah, I was with you.
Yeah, they're terrible.
The Super Bowl.
I'm asking sort of rhetorically. Oh. But yes, they're terrible. They're awful.
Yeah, and that guy was a complete
Yep.
canoe.
Can't stand him. So now there's more. Great. Philadelphia has cream cheeseheads.
Well, yeah, and if you're the Philly cream cheese brand, it's the silver package with the blue lettering for Philadelphia. Shouldn't they change that to green lettering for Philadelphia?
Maybe.
And then they could do that.
Yeah. Maybe.
Cream cheese.
Anyway, report to the corner office, too, cuz.
Copy that.
Where do you stand in cream cheese?
It's okay. I like it. Don't love it, like it. You know, I mean, it's on occasion when I get really wild. Put a little cream cheese on my everything bagel.
That's crazy, Doug.
I'm living on the edge.
Love cream cheese, Gator.
Cream
I
cheese
think
is
maybe
awesome.
A little too much.
Yeah, right. So good.
So good, man.
I mean, just cream cheese on a bagel is basic and it's awesome. I just like a salt bagel with cream cheese. Love it.
I like cheesecake. Crab rangoon.
Rangoon.
Oh, so good. Right?
Cheesecake is a special part about being a human.
Oh.
Is cheesecake's fantastic.
I think we jarred something loose there with
Well,
that.
I mean, I was going to empty the bucket later, but I have a cheesecake note in emptying the bucket.
Okay.
Yeah, believe it or not.
All right.
Yeah. Who knew, right?
Who knew indeed?
Oh, we'll do that at 11:30. 248-539-9797. All right, I'm going through something here, and I just want to know where you stand on this. And that is committing your credit card number to memory. I just had to change credit cards. We had a lost credit card situation. I had to get a new one, new number, right? I am struggling committing this number to memory. And I like to, do you have all your credit card numbers committed to memory?
No.
You don't?
No.
Kang, do you have your credit card number committed to memory?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I feel like I can't function until I have my credit card number committed to memory. Additionally, one of the great inconveniences in life, first world problems, is all your accounts that are paid for with your credit card. Like, I got another notice today. Your payment has been denied. Please check your, update your information.
The old expiration date, new card thing.
New card thing. My old card's getting rejected all over the place for everything that we paid for with our credit card.
I blame your youngest.
I mean, it's indirectly his fault, but it's directly my fault. And if you must know, it's 100% my fault.
Okay.
Yeah, I lost the card. But I can't commit this new number to memory fast enough. Because I have to save the seconds it takes to walk over to my wallet where I keep it in the house when I walk through the door, pull the card out and recite the number to somebody when I'm buying something or punching it into my computer. And I feel like there's tricks I've had in the past, like certain numbers. I'm like, okay, this repeats here, this repeats there, or this is this stretch of numbers are all sequential or whatever. Like, I come up with ways of tricking myself to knowing the number. I feel like I have the most random 16 digits ever put together to make up a credit card number.
It's 16 digits?
What's the expiration date?
Anyway.
Well, here's the thing. I know my expiration date, I think. I know
that's confident, yeah.
I know the...
Do you know the security code thing?
The security code, I got that. And I know like half of the numbers. I always forget, like, how does it start again? And then as I start to type in, I remember what it is. But I also... I'm not sure if there are many times in my life that I've needed to know what it is.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, the wallet's always on me, I guess. And if I'm in the house, I mean, if I'm going to buy something out and about, I've got my wallet with me. If I'm going to buy something online, which there's a lot of online shopping that takes place, okay, that's done on my computer. And okay, I can save it to my computer.
Well, that's the point, is security. I have a new, with a new number, it's not, it's all like I can save it to each account individually. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it pops up to other accounts, but almost always it doesn't. And so I don't know. I feel like this is a high priority of me being an adult, is committing the credit card number to memory.
Ken, you've ever thought that that's an advantage to you if you've committed it to memory?
I don't know how it would be a disadvantage.
Yeah. But you don't do it.
No, I don't. I just, I'm
you don't even try.
No, I'm terrible at remembering stuff. You know how you have to remember a certain code and then go back to it and type it in to fill something out?
Yeah.
I only can remember like three numbers at a time. And then I got to go back and then do it again and then go back.
Yeah, my memory is not what it used to be.
No.
So I...
Wait, what are we talking about?
So I'll just give up on thinking I can recite it or type it in. If I have to go,
the best thing ever now
get
is
my wallet, I'll do it.
When you have to do it on your phone and it already populates it, the code.
Dude, yeah. Once you get everything like reestablished, I'll be good. But like, I keep getting these email notices that this account, I need to update my information for this account and that account. And I'm like, damn it, what's the number again? What is that random... random number generator.
Is it a three-digit, four-digit? What do we got?
But anyway. Okay.
What security code? There are two of them, right?
Yeah. I mean, you got to be...
What do you need?
You got to be ready. You got to be ready to go at all times. And I'm struggling this time. It's my fault. I mean, it's 100% my fault.
How'd you lose it?
I left it at a B-dubs in State College, Pennsylvania. It's my fault. It's my fault.
How much grief did you get from the wife?
A significant amount, but I got more grief for myself.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's not helping.
What?
The getting the grief from the wife too.
No, it's not. No. I mean, the good news is like with the app, I immediately locked it. It's fine. You can, you know, they called them up, manager, send it to you. Never came. new card. Whatever.
So you have the app and you're trying to commit it to memory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, feedback coming in. Those games where the backups did good, Frank was at center, who was the anchor to that line. So they don't have him now, and Glasgow isn't that good. That's from Eric in a van. Coming out of a bye week, the way Minnesota manhandled the Lions' offensive line makes me think the Lions aren't good enough. I'm sure the Lions are challenging the offensive line to improve that Brad didn't address. That makes me think he didn't do all he could to make the offensive line better. That's not okay. Next text from Mike in Sterling Heights. Can you guys stop gaslighting us on how great Hank Fraley is an O-line coach? If he was so great, week one would never have happened in 3 weeks. The last 3 weeks wouldn't have happened, and they would know how to block a cross dog. Unnamed texter, my problem with Brad Holmes.
No cross dog.
My problem with Brad Holmes is how flippant he is with mid-round picks and on risks and projects. Then he turns around and seems like a stingy child when the trade deadline arrives, where there are proven players who help win now. I think this specific contrast in behavior is making people feel crazy.
And it will until they win a Super Bowl.
Look, he uses his mid-round picks on draft day, and he's taken some swings and missed. He is not perfect. Let me be clear on this. Nor do I expect him to be perfect, and nor do I think that's a realistic standard. We could document his mid-round failings, but they are mid-round picks. Like, these aren't third rounders are picks that have a better chance of failing than your first and second rounders. He's had some really good picks in the middle rounds.
But it's not that. It's using other picks to move up to get a player that doesn't work out.
That's how he has chosen to use his mid-round
picks.
Right,
but I'm saying that's where there might be the disconnect. And until they, you know, get to the Super Bowl, either get there or win it, I think people are going to, it's going to be a criticism. And I think it's a valid one to this point.
I couldn't remember if it was Adam Schefter or The Athletic that kind of went back and looked at trade deadlines and find that most trade deadline moves are insignificant. It gets a lot of hype and it's exciting to talk about. And in the end, it doesn't move the needle that much.
Oh, and I get it. I think it's a missed opportunity, and if there was opportunity, that's what we don't know. We don't know what players were available. What was the player pool available to the Detroit Lions to make this team better? And I suppose you could use the argument and say, well, it's a huge pool, but it's how much risk do you want to take? What pick do you want to give up? Do you want to give up a second-round pick to acquire an offensive lineman that's on an expiring contract? Probably not. Probably not. That's where you go, well, in-house, we can be okay. We've got guys that have been, you know, here for all of training camp throughout the season. They've been on the practice squad. They're ready to step up and play because they know what they have to do if called upon, as opposed to going out and grabbing somebody brand new from another team that's going to, you're going to have to get them up to speed and you don't know how it's going to work out. Look, you can make a lot of, we could talk ourselves in circles about why you did or why you didn't, but ultimately it's how you feel. And I feel like it was perhaps a missed opportunity. I'm a little disappointed. I built myself up and thinking for sure they were going to add to the offensive line, and they didn't. And I think it was an obvious need, and they didn't do it. Now, they weren't alone. The Rams, people like the Rams, they didn't make a trade. People like San Francisco, and they're getting healthier, and they're coming back. It was kind of the same mode for San Francisco. They didn't make that move.
Well, they can't possibly be serious about winning.
Right. Tampa Bay, did Tampa Bay make a move?
No, I don't think they did.
So that's another team. And you're looking at, I don't care about the AFC because you don't have to worry about the AFC unless you get to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
So I care about the NFC and the teams that are contending teams in the NFC. The only team that did something, because the Packers did, although the Packers made a monster splash before week one. So that was their big move. But it's Philadelphia added Jalen Phillips and they added another player too, I think.
Well, they added Jair Alexander, who's been benched for performance in Baltimore, and they added Michael Carter, the nickel corner,
so
who could help them.
It could. They added certainly some depth players there, and I think that they're pretty happy with what they've done, and they're defending Super Bowl champs and all that, and that's fine. But beyond Philadelphia, in the NFC, was there that movement where you're like, wow, that just happened? And maybe it's Seattle getting the receiver.
I got to tell you, the 72 hours between Sunday and Tuesday really has eroded confidence in this team this year. It really, I can't think of a worse It is really eroded confidence.
So go put up 50 burger against Washington.
Yes, sir. Carson Anderson, 97-1 the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, the one good thing about this is we all have a commonality. All of us. The people that call up, the people that are driven crazy by what you believe or what I believe, what Kang believes, or what anybody believes. We all have a commonality. We all want the same thing. We want the Lions to win the Super Bowl, right?
True.
That is a commonality. Now, where we differ is how to get there. So, you know, can they win the Super Bowl still? Is the season still worth watching? The top priority, you think about how we went into the season, we were talking about what they can add. And you realize how strong a chance they had when you start to lose some guys at a position. And they've lost one along the offensive line. Others need to play better. I still think the learning curve for Tate Ratledge is steep. And I think he's shown enough good play to believe that he can be a solution in-house this season. Glasgow, you know, I hope he can do the job. You're not going to have a all pro bowler at every position. That's clear. What you hope is that a guy cannot be a weakness. And then Mahogany. Mahogany's going to come back. Here's the data that can help. First of all, everything is predicated on something you brought up already, and that's Penei Sewell and Decker staying healthy. They are, it's almost at a point to me that they're like Goff, that if they're lost for the season, then you probably are done or close to done. But them being as close to healthy is one of the non-negotiables that I think we can have 100% agreement on. Question is, can they be good with what they have left? I went back and looked at the games some of their depth guys that might be counted on played last year. And some of the big names are Coyote, Owusika, and Dan Skipper. Owusika played in two games in 2024 where it looked like he played every offensive snap. So either came in early or started and played. They were both against good teams, Seattle and Minnesota, and the Lions won both games with Owusika starting and playing at guard.
I believe he also started in the NFC Championship game.
I'm not sure about that. I didn't see that on his game log, but maybe I missed it. The other one's Dan Skipper. Dan Skipper started and played the entire game. I don't know if he started. It looks like he played the entire game or the bulk of the game at tackle in a win over a good Green Bay team last year. So why do they believe in their guys in-house? Well, those guys in-house have started and played and in big games in the past, games that they've won. Do I wish they upgraded? Sure. You can't ever, as a GM, not look at every possibility to upgrade. But those guys have started and played in games that the Lions won, big games, not over chump teams, big games. So take it for what it's worth. You can use that information and say, oh, that's awesome, and I feel a little bit better. Or you can blow it off and say, no, they still suck. I'm encouraged by that. If you go back and look how those guys were used in the past, when called up for duty, did the team have success? And the answer was yes.
And I was thinking it did start against San Francisco in that NFC Championship game.
A couple years ago. That's why I didn't see it, because it was two years ago.
So he's got experience. There's no question. Like I said earlier, I mean, he's competing for that job with Mahogany for the starter's job this year. I don't have much of an issue at all with Awosika. I think they clearly have confidence in Coyote to get the job done. I'm worried about the tackles. And maybe I shouldn't be worried at all about Penei Sewell.
You mean their health?
Yeah. That's where I'm worried about it. Because if there was an opportunity, and this, like, just answer my own question. If there was an opportunity to upgrade at tackle, go do it. You know, an upgrade meaning on your roster, doesn't have to be upgrade over Taylor Decker necessarily, because I think Decker's really good. But if he's not going to be healthy enough to play, then I need somebody who's better than the next option, which is, you know, Dan Skipper, likely. Is that there? Was that available in trade? And if it wasn't, then it wasn't. Fair enough. I can say that, okay, because that was really the number one priority for me.
Yeah.
That you had to find alignment of some kind that was going to be better than what your options were as guys that have to step in and be next man up. The other thing, and touched on it briefly yesterday, and I know people want to compare what Philadelphia does to what the Lions do, because Philadelphia has won Super Bowls and they've been ultra aggressive when it comes to trades and things of that nature, and, you know, figuring out their salary cap and whatnot. And I think there is something to when you move your picks. Philadelphia likes to move the draft picks at the trade deadline. The Lions like to move their draft picks on draft day.
That's true.
And I wonder if that's just a principle that Brad Holmes has, or if it's just a coincidence that's when he does it, or if this is just an ever-changing and evolving philosophy that he has as a general manager. But there's been an awful lot of movement that he's done in the draft. Some of it really good, and some of it very questionable. And then when it comes to the trade deadline, when you see players that are dealt for third round picks or fourth round picks, and the Lions don't have them because they trade them on trade deadline on draft day, then he doesn't have the ammunition
to move as much on trade day because he likes to use it on draft day. But
and until they win a Super Bowl, it's going to be a criticism.
Yep. And by the way, moving draft picks for Isaac Tesla was one of the most popular things throughout the preseason. It slowly lost steam because we haven't seen Tesla do much.
Right. And the one thing you'll never know is, you know, how valued was Tesla from other teams? Did the Lions need to move up to get him?
Yep.
They certainly felt like they needed to, and they've had a couple players that they've drafted that they felt like they needed to that have been projects, whether it's Tesla or Giovanni Manu. I think they moved up to take Broderick Martin as well. And so far, the results are not very good on those three players. Not that I think Tesla has a really bright future. I think he can be a really good receiver. But he's got to get on the field to do it.
Feedback coming in. Dave in Benton Harbor says, let's not act like we all know more than Brad or Dan. Just a few weeks ago, everyone was saying we were toast with our banged up secondary before the Tampa game, and that Brad failed to address this more in the offseason. Well, they worked the backups into the system and had a week to get them ready. And how did that turn out? How about we do the same? How about they say, who says they can't do the same, rather, with their offensive line backups? And they have in the past with their offensive line backups. Like, they've won games with Owusu-Aga, big games with Owusu-Aga, and Dan Skipper playing a lot of snaps, if not starting. I think they started all three of those games I mentioned. Kang, your thoughts on all this?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm very disappointed that the Lions didn't do much or anything at the trade deadline, because I thought there was plenty of areas where they could help improve this team, especially with all the injuries. Number one being the offensive line that you guys have spoken of. Trevor Penning, the trade to from the Saints, the guard tackle to the Chargers for a sixth round pick 2 years from now is a trade I definitely would have done on paper. Now, of course, Brad Holmes and his scouts have the film. They broke it down. Maybe they didn't like Trevor Penning at all. And I can, you know, understand that. He just seems to me like a guy on paper who's now playing guard. He was drafted a first round pick in 2022 as a tackle, now playing guard. But to me, that tells me that he's versatile enough to play inside out if they need to. You're not going to get a clear upgrade out there unless you're willing to give up the draft capital for it. And clearly, Brad Holmes is not going to do that. He's not going to pull off a Sauce Gardner deal for a guard or a tackle. It's just not worth it for him. And I get that. What you're trying to do is get better backups, better depth, right? I thought Trevor Penning was a deal that we know that happened that maybe the Lions could have got involved in. Deals that we don't know that could have happened or not, the guard Evan Neal from the Giants. He also drafted as a tackle, hasn't worked out. But
he went untraded.
Yeah, he didn't get traded, though, so I don't know what the asking there was. And also, I don't know if they just don't like him. They saw the film, said, he's not better than what we have on this team. Right now, we know the interior of the offensive line of the Lions is in kind of disarray with the Frank Ragnow retirement, the injuries, and just young guys playing that position. That's why everyone's really concerned that they didn't do anything there. With all that being said, here's my unpopular opinion. I trust Brad Holmes. I just do. And he's not going to get a trade for a position just to trade for a position, just like he doesn't draft for positions. They trade and draft and acquire players. And if they don't like the players that are out there compared to the players they already have on their roster, they're just not going to do it. I still think this team is one of the best teams in the NFL, and I still think they have a chance to win the Super Bowl. I know it sounds crazy, people, but I do think they're that good. They've got to shore up the middle of that offensive line, though, because Jared Goff needs protection. He needs time, and because when he has it, we know how good he can be.
Well, I hope this. I hope that the solutions that they have when it comes to the offensive line play, I hope not only is it A, in-house, but I hope B, more importantly, that it's just simply looking at technique and communication and perhaps, you know, tightening up the playbook and making sure the guys aren't trying to do things that are too difficult for them based on defenses you're facing or whatever. I hope that they can maybe simplify things just to get this thing back under control where they're able to run the football. Running the football is the lifeblood for this football team.
Yep.
It absolutely is. And the offensive line is not what it was last year. It's different. And it has a chance to be good, but right now it's in a little disarray because there are injuries involved. And, you know, you still have some on-the-job learning from a couple of the players. So I really hope that solution that they have is in-house and it wasn't a missed opportunity to go ahead and give up something you're not comfortable with giving up, which would have been a higher draft pick, to acquire a player that would really improve the roster.
College football blitz thingy is straight ahead here on 97.1 The Ticket.
It's Howie Roseman, Eagles. And the question is just, do you want your GMs in this town to speak that way, act that way? Are you happy with what you got? Look, we've just had a conversation, and I understand this is kind of not where this topic was intended. I, from the very beginning, have used the Tigers and Lions because of this acquisition phase of the trade deadline yesterday, the beginning of MLB free agency tomorrow. But people are just taking this right to Brad Holmes. Fine.
Yeah, a little recency bias.
And that's okay. But no, I listened to the Roseman audio. That's exactly how I want my GM to talk. Then again, you have to talk to actually say something. So, look, that's what we're rapping about. Hey, by the way, David, are your kids old or have they aged out of Disney Plus?
No.
Just read an article in the New
York
Times.
Yes, but not the youngest, no.
The Walt Disney Company said Tuesday it's raising the prices of its streaming services in the U.S., including Disney Plus and bundles that include Hulu and ESPN.
Yeah, I was expecting that.
Starting, let's see, the price of Disney Plus with ads will rise to $12, and then the ad-free is going to cost you $20 a month.
You know what's funny?
Hope all you cord cutters realize you got played.
Can I come over there and shake your hand?
Because I remember it was like, oh, well, I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, you suckers get paid for your cable.
Like the networks weren't going to catch up. Oh, okay. So wait, you are exclusively now using apps. So if I raise the price in these apps and you don't want to go back,
yikes,
you're stuck because you're not going to watch just public television over the air signals.
Did they solve that YouTube TV thing?
No, they have not.
Well, good thing ESPN's programming is absolute human waste. So you're not missing anything there. Then it just comes down to, is there a selected game you care about?
And I was about to say, it comes down to Saturdays and Sundays, and or now if
you can watch the college football SEC game on ABC, you'll be just fine if you go over the air.
No, I'm just saying, but it's like if there's a certain team and it's not one of the big boy teams and you want to watch the ESPN has, that's where they have you. But yeah, you're right. Their programming is not that good. But I do laugh when it's like, okay, when you tabulate all of the different apps that you have.
It's the same amount as cable, yes.
No, I just wanted to, I thought of you with all the kids.
I can watch my CBS games on in this, and I got the Peacock, and I got the, or, hear me out. What if you had all your apps, all your channels in one place?
No way.
Let's call it
cable.
Cabal.
Got it. Cable. All right. Let's get to the people. Sorry. I saw it and I thought of you, David. I go, he's going to be thrilled. Let's go to Warren, 97.1. Yes, Warren.
Hey, fellas. Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got to tell you, when I first signed on and listened to you guys today, I thought it was 2005. I thought we had Matt Millen back. I mean, come on. I mean, hey, I agree with the leadership of the team. I don't think Holmes, I think he did try to make a trade. But that trade wasn't out there. Phillips is not going to take us to the Super Bowl, fellas. We won't get a parade with Phillips. He'd probably be a third stringer on our team. And the reason why Rosen got it is because Rosen got it because he didn't re-sign a Sweat. That's why they had to go pick him up. But if he played for us, he wouldn't start ahead of Muhammad.
So you can't put multiple pass rushers on the field. You taught me something. But, thank you.
No. But Warren, hold on real quick. What I think you can do is, even if you just bring in Phillips as a third down type of person, and he only gets, 15 to 20 snaps a game, you're keeping people's legs fresh. Or you could do, how some teams do a NASCAR package, and you put all three of them out there at once, and you're really going after the quarterback.
Because they've tried Muhammad inside, Warren, and it's been a disaster. They can't do it.
Okay, excuse me. So Phillips now is Max Crosby.
Nope. Warren. Stop. Warren, if you want to be an ass, that's cool, because now it's going to come right back to you. You called up with this soft-ass take. Oh, I thought it was 05. I just said I still think they can win the Super Bowl. Clean your ears.
You did say that, but you guys are treating Holmes like he's McMillan.
No, we're not. You're putting a cape on for him like he's going to pay for your house. The job is the job. He didn't do anything at the deadline. Fans are upset. Do you want us to lie to the audience?
I don't want you to lie to him. Just be honest. I mean, what offensive lineman out there? The Chargers got offensive linemen that had a PFF rating of last in the league.
Yeah, he's not good. The whole point is that's his job. Let me ask you a question. Did he call for Joel Bitonio? Do we know it factually?
Well, do you know if he did?
No, I don't, just like you don't. The point is the job. It's a pass-fail thing. We need help. I've cited the running game. I'm sorry, facts are mean. I've cited the pass rush rate, the pressure rate. These are facts, Warren. That's not 2005. It's today. And all I've said is, if they don't get better, we're in trouble.
Right, and then not turning Phillips into Max Crosby, saying to come in for 15 snaps a game to give your guys break, to rotate players in there and to have bodies. And it would cost it would cost you a pick that you're throwing away anyway every draft.
I don't want a GM that's just doing something to do something.
No one's doing anything to do anything. You need help up front. You still going to rely on Davenport or a Pascal who may or may not be back in December?
So, Warren, what should they have done? Nothing?
On this team, Phillips wouldn't have saw the field unless somebody got in.
Okay.
You
know that. I don't know that at all. You're wrong, Warren. You're just not right. It's just incorrect. If you don't want the player, I'm not mad at you. But if you're going to turn Jalen Phillips into crap, understand, the Eagles got him for free. They convinced the Dolphins to pay for part of it. They're going to get it back. Oh, Warren, here comes the real problem. When Phillips signs somewhere for $16 million a year and they get a third back. Warren, if you didn't want the player, it's cool. But don't call up with that bitchy little opinion. Oh, my God, you're being so unfair to my bestie. Keep caping for the guy.
So he could play on the Eagles, but he couldn't play here.
No, not at all. And also, here's the other problem.
guys like Warren, you're being negative or factual. Goff's getting pressured 26.4% of the time.
But you turned him into Millen.
No, I didn't. Brad Holmes done a really good job. That doesn't mean he's perfect, or you have to be Warren with his Stanley in his car sipping Brad Holmes' bathwater.
Right.
We can talk about things.
Because you can be a good GM, but you could have weaknesses and deficiencies in certain areas.
Right.
And that's the trade deadline.
Again, it's the section of the fan. Warren represents a section of the fan base I will never vibe with.
We've turned Phillips into Max Crosby.
Not at all.
He wouldn't play here.
A nice depth. But you know who doesn't play here? Marcus Davenport.
How about this? You could play all three at once. That's allowed. Unlike the quarterback is the only position you're going to play one at a time. And certain teams will put them both out there for trick plays.
According to Warren, he's not going to play over Trevor Nowoski. No one turned him into anything. You're making straw man arguments because you want to avoid the facts. I don't like the data. I don't like that the run game went from 155 yards a game down to 120 a game, and we're almost outside of the top 10. I don't like the fact that Jared Goff is going to set a new career high in getting pummeled. But those are facts. It's like taxes and death. You don't have to like them, but it's just, we talk about it. The simping for Brad Holmes is such a weird move. I don't understand it. Like, do you think Brad's going to show up at your house, Warren, with an edible arrangements?
Way to support me, Brad.
Way to support me, Warren. I want to hand you a luxury suite because you caped for me on the radio.
Dude has so many fan points. Like the most, maybe the most fan points.
He's going to redeem them, and Warren will actually be starting in the backfield.
Here's an Alcudain signed jersey. There you go.
And again, Jalen Phillips can move all over the formation. Calvin Shepard weapons.
He can't play here, Mike. What are you talking about? He can't play here in Detroit.
I also made the Betonio point because he called up saying, I'm sure he tried to make deals. Are you? Neither of us can be sure. The point is there's been no report that the Detroit Lions, where's the Shefty bomb that the Lions offered a pick for Betonio? I mean, Warren, the whole point
is... Because here's the funny thing. I get what you're doing, Mike, but I did read where you're saying that other teams said, hey, we were in the market for this player, asking price was too high.
There it is.
We made a call for this player, but you know what? This happened, and this team jumped in with a better offer.
We're way over time. I'm sorry. I just had to work through.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For that with Warren. 97.1. All right, welcome in. We've got a jam-packed show today.
Sorry about the rustling noises. Just got to get my power adapter here. You know what? To hell with it. I don't need a computer. I don't need any of it. I already know what we're doing. Screw it. So here's what we're going to dive into. We're going to put a bow on the trade deadline. We're going to put a bow on all the conversation, the consternation, and the rest. But sometimes it's fun to get an outside perspective. You know, we say lots of things, and you know, whether you like it, dislike it, value it, devalue it, doesn't matter. But we talked a lot about Howie Roseman. We talked a lot about how the Eagles do business and how they're just, they're pedal down. They're all in.
They're built different.
And Howie Roseman spoke. And I want you to juxtapose what you get from Brad Holmes, the once in a decade he speaks, and then take a listen to what Howie Roseman says. And again, I'm not asking anyone to be anyone else. What I'm saying is, the preferred method in real time, meaning it's one thing for me to tell you, listen, I like the way the guy does business. They're all in it. It's about the Super Bowl. You live with no fear and you go. Well, then when that person basically speaks on it and he did a press conference, I just think it's important to play it. And I want you to tell me your reaction to it. I'm not asking you to agree. I'm not asking you to disagree. I want to know your reaction. It's very simple. You know mine. I love it. I'm jealous of what Howie Roseman does and how he does it. And I love somebody who has enough belief in themselves not to just be scared, to just go. And if it doesn't work, we'll fix it. But what if it does work? And what if it has worked? Listen to Howie Roseman on his ideology in approaching the roster build, the trade deadline, but mainly player acquisition and how they do business in Philly as a team that has gone to 3 Super Bowls and won 2 in the last, 6-7 years. David, play the beautiful audio, please. I mean, my God, could our GMs be any different? Could they be more different? Again, it may work, it may not work, but it has worked. And his comment regarding without great risk, there is no great success, it's the truth. So here's my question. What's the last great risk Brad Holmes took? I mean, we'll get to the Tigers because free agency starts tomorrow. What's the last great risk? And do you sense, even if our GMs won't say it, I don't even need to bring up Eisenman, but if our GMs won't say it, do you even sense that they think that way?
No. But here's the thing. When Howie speaks, this is a guy you can tell. I just won a Super Bowl. I've won a few of these things. I feel confident in knowing he thinks he's cracked the code. You got to go for it. And you can't be afraid to fail. And I think that was the biggest thing that he said. You can't be afraid to fail. You can't be afraid of having this. What if it blows up in your face? What if it doesn't? Well, what if we look stupid? What if you don't? But you can't be afraid of that. And I think a lot of people are not going to be like him. And it's why, Mike, whenever something, there's an athlete out there, we always be like, yeah, you know, the Eagles are going to probably do something. They're going to make some noise. They're going to kick the tires. They're going to do whatever. Because I think the Eagles are like a few teams, not a lot, just a few teams in the NFL have reached that point where they see we've cracked this code. We're going to go out there. We're going to try. If we fall on our face, we get up, we dust ourselves off, and we try it again. I don't think you're going to get that from Brad Holmes. That's why you're seeing, I like what I have. Let's lock it all up now. Let's keep everybody together. And eventually, over time, we will break through.
I would love to know your guys' reaction to it. Because if you disagree with it, that's a reaction. If you agree with it, also a reaction. If you go, damn, I wish Brad Holmes had that attitude and that forward-facing approach, that's a reaction. So I just want to know what your reaction is to it.
Yeah, I got to feel, if you're an Eagles fan, you're feeling good. Like this guy, he's out there. He's trying to do whatever it takes. And
that's it.
Yeah.
Because in Philadelphia, look, are their fans animals? Yes. But this is where I always joke about this being Cialis City. We've lost our championship mentality. And I don't want to blame fans. I blame the media a lot. I mean, I love how the media just capes up for these franchises as if they're going to pay their mortgage.
Well, that's how you get those exclusive interviews.
Yeah, the interviews that result in nothing. Sick. Want to do an interview where you'll lie to my face? Hot.
Yeah, but you get to post it on social media and
right.
buddy up with the coach.
That's cool. Let's see where your career ends up. The point is, we've lost our fastball as a town. Now look, tomorrow starts free agency for the Tigers. Newsflash. Scott Harris is going to be behind the eight ball now. His legacy is going to either get a huge boost or he's going to take a huge knock based on how the Scooble thing plays and what they do around the Scooble situation. For Brad Holmes, I think it's the rest of this season where they did nothing. And I don't want to hear about, well, it's not like a Pro Bowl guard got traded. That is immaterial to what we're talking about. You hold the cards into what does or doesn't happen. The point is, you did nothing. Can the Lions still win the Super Bowl? Of course. Maybe. Question mark. But you didn't get better. And then to have Howie Roseman do a press conference after the deadline, which, of course, we don't get in this town, and for him to speak forwardly, and I'd say brazenly, which is, I'm not going to live with regret. We're not going to sit on our hands. And you want great things, you got to do great stuff. Now, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but damn it, that would, I think you, at a minimum, that would make you feel good as a fan. I think the optics and the messaging from the local teams, whether it's when Iserman speaks, Scott Harris speaks, Brad Holmes speaks, I'm leaving Trajan out. He hasn't been here long enough. The messaging from the other three teams in concert with what they do and don't do, I think it sends a very bad message to the paying customer. That is the point. So as we sit here today, that's what it is in Philly. And that gives me confidence they did everything they could. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't trade for Quinn and Williams. They did what they needed to do within reason. Right. Nobody got but up on these airwaves yesterday and said the Lions needed to make a blockbuster.
No, but they also got some guys up the middle, so they didn't need Quinn and Williams, but I get what you're
saying. That's all I'm saying. Big deal, Jalen Phillips. All we were asking for was that kind of move, and we got nothing.
Right. Jalen Phillips is a guy who can come in there and help you out. Do you expect him to be lights out? Probably not. But can he help you on third down?
Yes.
Can he get to the quarterback? Yeah, I think he can.
If he can stay healthy, he's going to help them. They'll move him around on defense. They need another body on third down.
And he was perfect for this town because they have a propensity for getting injured players all the time.
So, no, I would love to know your response to it. And do you think this town has lost its fastball? I mean, think about it. You still have people that apologize for Iserman. And, hey, look, team's off to a really nice start, but Kenny won't even let us get excited. I don't care that they lost to Vegas. Vegas is really good, and that was the end of a road trip. They got 4 points, mission accomplished. The point is, Iserman did nothing at the deadline last year, and your team captain was so angry by it, he came out and said it. That didn't go well. Then this summer, what did you really do this summer? Whole bunch of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't send a great message, does it? The Tigers... The offseason was a disaster, the trade deadline was a disaster, and the end of your season was a disaster. All right, well now you may start your offseason by trading Cy Young. That's a disaster. Not a good message. And for Brad Holmes, off an unbelievably shocking loss, what was the offseason? You swapped out Carlton Davis for DJ Reed. You want to call that an upgrade? I'm not going to yell about it, of course, fine. But let's not act like you brought in Deion Sanders in his prime. You swapped it out. What else did you do? The draft? Okay, the thing that's going to stick out right now is that Tesla thing that I got wrong and Rico got right. But reality is that seems like, feels like, sounds like a huge error. And
Well, no, the Tesla thing made everybody feel good, Mike, because he was out there making the one-handed catches. And it was like, okay, he's going to be a part of this offense, but it was the price that you paid to get him here. And that's where I was just like, did you need to pay that much?
Did you need to run to sign J-Mo in concert with it? Look, the messaging isn't good. All right? So I'm asking, I sound like Nick Saban. All right? They went through our ass like bleep through a tin horn. I mean, it just, I want to know where you're at. I wish one of our GMs would speak that way. I wish they would just be forthright.
What if they spoke that way, but you just didn't agree with what they had to say?
What do you mean?
That if they came out kind of, you know, like Scott Harrison kind of said, we're going to wait for the kids. Or Steve, we're going to wait for our kids. And you know what, guys?
Yeah, that's
down the line.
That's not speaking that way.
No, I'm saying they spoke. You just didn't like what they said.
No, I think it's
or
a different.
Or do you need them to come out and say, we're turning over every leaf. We're going to kick over every rock.
Choice
we're
B.
Okay.
I need you to tell me that you want to win as bad as your paying customers do. It makes no sense that the guy who's fighting for his life out there, paying a mortgage and raising kids in this crazy world, cares more and burns more to win than you do. You know what that guy doesn't have? Endless money to wait three, 4 years.
The reason why I said that is because I'm sure we're going to get a few ticket texters saying, well, they did come out and speak. You just didn't like what they had to
say. Right, because it was Bula. It was Pat. It was Bula. That's what they said. I mean, for Scott Harris to come out and say he didn't want to be haunted at the deadline. Yeah, I was haunted by the fact that guys were DFA'd and I couldn't bring anyone into the game except Tommy Kahnle.
I was haunted by the fact that your trade moves didn't make the playoff rosters.
Oh, and I'm haunted by the fact the Lions didn't make a move or didn't do a lot this offseason and carried 45 mil into the season.
But they signed all their guys and locked them up. That was their big move.
DGAF, I want to win a Super Bowl.
And so, guys, I have audio from Dan Campbell's media session today that speaks directly to what we're talking about.
Okay. David's getting flirty to start the show today, people. You smooth talker, you. We'll play some Dan Campbell. How about this? Double delight. We'll bump back with the Roseman audio into the Dan Campbell audio.
Okay.
How about that?
Whoa.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.